section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
And welcome to a special edition of Off the Mark, the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes, for this special episode all about WrestleMania 28. Doug Holm was going to join us, but he got sick, but he gave us his picks, so we'll go over those as well. Let's start the show by discussing some WrestleMania news. Triple H and HBK, what's going to happen for WrestleMania 29, Aaron?
So there's talks right now that WWE wants to have the main event for WrestleMania 29 in place the night after 28. And one of the talks is that Triple H and HBK's match wouldn't go necessarily as planned with The Undertaker. So what would happen is Triple H and HBK, they might have an issue in the match, like HBK might fast count, quote unquote, or he might not help Triple H out in his time of need. And then they would that would lead to the culmination of a match between those two at WrestleMania 29.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, I wonder if they're really going to do this or if it's just teasing. Are they just teasing us?
Well, you never know. I mean, this is something I could see WWE doing. It's not necessarily something that I would like to see. I think that this has been played out. You know, it's like, okay, you guys have faced before, and giving us a WrestleMania match isn't going to make anything different. And that's kind of my feelings on it. Not to say that they couldn't have a great match, but it's, you know, I mean, a build-up for this, it's just Triple H versus HBK, you know?
Yeah, who cares, but they think that's going to bring the money and put the, you know, the people, the seats in the butt. You know, was the
seats in the butts, yes, the it will put butts. The seats in the butts.
You know what I meant, the butts in the seats. Anyway, so Cena versus Rock to be a three-parter? What, are they going to do like two out of three falls on this one now all of a sudden?
No. They're going to have match one at this WrestleMania, match two at another pay-per-view, match three at WrestleMania 29. There's talks of this. That's not to say that it will happen. But my question to you, Andy, is if this does happen, is this something you would want to see?
No. I think one and done's better. I mean, I don't think The Rock faced Hogan after the one time. Kind of makes you want to think, come on, wouldn't that be awesome to see one more time? I think the same thing with this. I think if you have Rock do it once, Rock Cena once, I think it means something more. I think then you can almost look back later on and talk about Hogan Andre. You could talk about Cena Rock. Because really, Hogan Rock, you know, to me, that's not a step, like a turning point. But I think with this, with Cena and Rock, it's almost that if The Rock wins, then legacy technically is there. But a Cena, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get into that too much, but, you know, one and done. That's all it should be. Just one and done. Nothing else. What do you think?
I agree with you. I actually am going to be a little disappointed if they do multiple matches. I think that the other thing is, though, too, that it's actually going to maybe change my pick a little. Because if you're telling me that they're going to face each other a couple more times, then anyone could win. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be very, very interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into some of the matches, and we'll give our predictions who will win and why they'll win. Let's start first off with Randy Orton versus Kane. So,
yeah, so a little bit of backstory to this match. Kane believes that Orton made him more human. He made him a pansy, so to speak, when they had a handshake back in June. And it shows, okay, we already wrestled each other before.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to wrestle each other again, but it's just going to be a WrestleMania match. I mean, come on, that's okay, right? You know, I mean, yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, okay. Yeah. Turns out that, you know, people don't like to pay for the same match twice.
Over and over again.
Yeah. So, Andy, I got to ask you, who do you believe is going to win this match?
Well, Randy Orton's going to win. And the thing is, I'm not going to like it. Because Kane should win. That's the thing. If you want to do this right, Kane wins. What's really going to happen? Randy Orton because I think he has something going on backstage. He knows something or has a picture of someone doing something, and that's why he keeps winning at the big pay-per-views. But he will lose the smaller ones or on TV.
Yeah, I believe that Orton is going to win this one also. You know, last year when Orton should have lost to CM Punk to really give Punk momentum, you know, he still won. When he should have lost the previous year to Cody Rhodes or Ted DiBiase, he won again. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is one of those things where Orton, he should lose. And that's, you know, that's just, it's poor booking. It's actually really bad storytelling. Doug, though, he wrote down that he thinks that Kane is going to win. Didn't give a reason why. I think that this is one of those matches, though, too. It's a filler match. There's nothing on the line here. No one cares. And I don't really care if this feud goes on for another month because I don't care about it. I really don't.
Exactly. So let's go to the next match. Of course, is going to be Brodus Clay versus some random guy because you know Brodus Clay is going to be in the pay-per-view and have a quick squash match.
Absolutely. Yeah, but let's move on to the next.
So who do you think match? So Aaron, who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to assume that Brodus Clay is going to beat some random person after his 5-minute intro and then the 30-second match. I'm assuming Brodus Clay will probably end up winning. But Andy, let's move on to the next match, which is Maria Menounos and Kelly Kelly taking on Beth Phoenix and Eve Torres. Who do you believe will win, Andy?
What's going to end up happening is that Maria is going to hurt her ribs because she hurt him on Dancing with the Stars. And Kelly Kelly's going to come out and say, gosh, we're going to have someone to fill in for her. And who's going to be that person that fills in? You ready? You ready? Huh?
Think about it.
Lita. Okay, it won't be Lita. It'll be Trish Stratus. It'll be Trish Stratus and Kelly Kelly. They'll take on Beth Phoenix and Eve Torres because Maria won't be able to compete.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she'll somehow come in, cause, of course, Kelly Kelly to win. So that's what's going to happen because there's no reason for Beth Phoenix and Eve Torres to win.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is one of those. It's just like last year with Snooki in a match. Obviously, Snooki's going to win. Mm-hmm. You can't say that Snooki's going to lose. So I'm on board with this. And Doug is, too, although he wrote down originally, who cares, which I agree with. But he thinks, though, that Beth or Eve is going to sabotage their own team. So Beth Phoenix and Eve Torres are going to have conflict in that match. And then it's going to end up, you know, causing them to get into a feud later on. So that'll be kind of interesting if that happens. Now let's move on to the next high profile match, which is Team Teddy Long versus Team Johnny Ace, which is made up of Santino, Truth, Kofi, Zack Ryder, the great Kali, and Booker T taking on Otunga, Henry, Christian. Oh, I'm sorry, not Christian. Now it's Drew McIntyre. And then Jack Swagger, Dolph Ziggler, and The Miz. Now, to give you a little bit of backstory, this is for control of both Raw and SmackDown because there's disgruntled workers. And so if you know, Johnny Ace wins, for example, he's going to now be the GM on Raw and on SmackDown. And this also because, like I said, a lot of the wrestlers don't like Teddy Long and some of the stuff that he's done. So, Andy, with all that said, who do you think is going to win and why?
No contest.
Interesting. No contest.
It'll be a no contest, and then it'll just be team. It'll be they'll just have, you know, no contest. That's what it'll be. I can almost guarantee it.
Really? So you're not even going to pick a winner?
No, it's going to be a no contest.
Interesting.
If I had to pick one, it'd be Ace, but it's going to be a no contest. I can just tell. I have a weird feeling about everything that's been going on. I think also because you can make this go into another pay-per-view.
Yeah, they may do that. This could just be a filler match. I believe that Team Johnny Ace is going to win. I believe that because it just having the heel win just makes more sense in this situation because that way you can have more conflict on Raw and on SmackDown. And then you can have Johnny Ace, you know, he can get involved with, you know, he was involved with CM Punk. He can get involved with, I don't know, maybe Kofi Kingston or something like that. So I think that's what's going to happen. And Doug feels the exact same way. He actually said that he's a better heel and that we all know everyone hates their boss. So what better way to support the faces than having them hate the boss? And I absolutely agree with that. I think that's the best point to make.
Oh, yeah. And let's move on to the next match, of course. We got to go with Cody Rhodes versus The Big Show for the IC title. Now, here's what I think is going to happen. Rhodes has been mocking Big Show for the last few weeks about how he's just sucked at WrestleMania. He's horrible at WrestleMania. Since you can tell how Big Show is and his personality, he's not going to win. Cody Rhodes is going to win. He's going to put him over. But I think this is going to continue for one more pay-per-view, and I think Big Show is going to end up being on top. But it would make more sense to have Cody win.
I believe that Big Show is going to win, and one of the reasons I believe that he's going to win is because you have really had Cody Rhodes push all his buttons, and having Big Show lose this would actually really hurt Big Show. It'd make him more of a quote-unquote joke. And if you do that, then he would have to have a match in place at WrestleMania 29 where he would go over big time. I mean, he would really have to be important. I don't see them planning that far out for Big Show. So I believe that Big Show is going to win. He's going to win the IC title. He's going to hold on to it for about a month or two, and then he's going to lose it back to Cody Rhodes. That's what I think is going to happen. And then Doug believes that Big Show is going to win, but he feels it's because of the anti-bullying statement that they're going to try to make, since Cody Rhodes has kind of been a bit of a bully.
But here's what I think is going to end up happening. I would not be surprised if we see Prince Albert or A-Train come back during this match.
That's true.
Cause Big Show to lose.
That's true. They, you know, could have something like that. It'd be interesting to see that. You know, I think that that could be a smart thing to do, but I don't know if they're going to be that smart.
Exactly. So let's move on to the World Heavyweight Championship match, which is Daniel Bryan Danielson, and Sheamus. So Sheamus, the only reason he got this match because he won the Royal Rumble and he picked Daniel Bryan that he wanted to face.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel Bryan, you know, after winning the World Heavyweight Championship, he kind of turned into a little bit of an arrogant jerk.
Yep.
And I kind of like his heel character because he's not just a jerk to be a jerk. Mm-hmm. You know, he's you know, thinking he's a nice guy, and I kind of like that. So
and the whole Danny thing. When she called him Danny, and he like got really mad at her.
Yeah.
And he would force her to say stuff. That's hilarious.
Now, Doug believes that Daniel Bryan is going to win, and he believes that what's going to happen is AJ is going to interfere, leading to the win, and then they're going to feud for a couple more pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah, that's setting it up. Because what's the point of having Sheamus win? Nothing. You hurt See, the thing is by Sheamus losing, it does not affect him. It hurts Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan wins, you elevate him even higher, especially if he gets AJ, or if Sheamus hits AJ or something like that and hurts her real bad, he wins, and then he celebrates, keeps celebrating, and forgets about her, then you know, gets mad at Sheamus later on. Yeah. So Daniel Bryan's definitely going to win.
Yeah, I believe that Daniel Bryan is definitely going to lose, actually. I believe Sheamus is going to win, and the main reason for that, the number one reason I believe that, on Raw, Daniel Bryan got a clean win over Sheamus.
Uh-huh.
And we know what that means, Andy.
He's going to get a dirty win.
No. I it's not just that either. Sheamus is in bed with Triple H. And, you know, in my opinion, Daniel Bryan winning this match will actually hurt Sheamus, I believe. And I believe that it's not necessarily in our eyes, but in the eyes of Triple H and his cronies. They believe that Sheamus winning will elevate him to superstardom. That he finally shut up Daniel Bryan. So what's going to end up happening is Sheamus is going to win. Daniel Bryan and him are going to have another match at the next pay-per-view. And then they're going to end that feud and Daniel Bryan will move on to somebody else. That's what I believe is going to happen.
Well, I guess we can't all be right, right? So let's move on to the second big match, I guess, of the night. Triple H versus Undertaker with HBK as the special ref. This is Undertaker's last match. It's going to be the last time because third time's a charm. Triple H will not win.
So, you know, a little tail of the tape, you know, they've been saying that this is the end of an era. Saying that it's the end of the Attitude Era and that there are the only two people left. You know, they keep forgetting that there's a guy named Kane that is still around. But, you know, let them think that. Let them think that. Or even Christian. You know, I didn't know about this, but I guess Christian is still around.
Yep.
So you still have these two guys around. And you know, this is going to be the third time they've wrestled at WrestleMania, twice in a row, in fact. And it's kind of getting a little stale, you know. But one of the things, too, that Doug wanted us to do an over-under on is the amount of times someone kicks out after a finishing move, and he's saying six. So do you think over-under six times somebody kicks out of a finisher?
Over.
I'm going to say under. But not, I think it's going to be five times. Like, there'll be five finishers kicked out of.
Okay.
And then sixth one. Like, in other words, Triple H kicks out of, like, two tombstones, and Taker kicks out of, like, three.
We need to talk about the finishers. Tombstone, Last Ride, Chokeslam. Is Chokeslam considered a finisher?
I don't consider the Chokeslam a finisher, because that's just a signature move.
Now, you're talking about total, though.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess
pedigrees. I'm just saying it right now. There's going to be three pedigrees, at least two tombstones. That's at least.
Yeah.
And then probably at least the Last Ride. And then.
So that's right at six then.
But right then you're going to have, I bet you he's going to, Taker's going to beat him the same way he did last WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, with the submission. I mean, that's possible. It's possible. You know what, though? I think that we're all in agreement here. I believe that Undertaker is going to win.
Nope. I believe that we all lose. Because at this time, depending on where I'm watching it, either at home or at Dave's, I'm going to be sitting there saying, oh gosh, is this thing over with? I haven't smoked in like 3 weeks. I'm probably going to go outside and just act like I'm smoking because I don't want to see the match. Just kidding. I'm going to end up watching it all. But let's go on to CM Punk versus Chris.
Before we do that, Andy, you're forgetting what Duck said.
Oh,
Doug,
I'm sorry.
It's going to be a decent match, but not as good as the first match between HBK and Taker, which I agree with. And bold prediction here, but the winner is first to get up after HBK super kicks both of them.
Ooh.
So he's saying that basically HBK is going to super kick Triple H and Taker's going to pin him.
Interesting. That could happen. But we'll see.
I believe it could, too.
It's going to be a great pay-per-view, actually, I think, so far. CM Punk versus Chris Jericho for the WWE title. Jericho claims that he is the best in the world, but he hasn't been at Raw, really. He's getting dark on this. He's bringing up CM Punk's father, mother, sister, board.
You could
tell that CM Punk didn't want to do this, but I'm glad they finally bring up. I'm in a way that I'm happy that they did that. They talked about how he's straight edge, but now Jericho's going to claim that he's not straight edge. So with this will probably be not the best match, but it'll be second best, I think. And I'm just going to say it now. CM Punk's going to retain.
Interesting. And I actually agree with you, too. I believe that CM Punk is going to retain. And that's, you know, it'll be interesting. Not last year was the first time that you had the World Heavyweight Champion and the WWE Champion both retain. And I know that you're saying now that that's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. And not very often do you see two faces walk out with the two major titles, WWE and World Heavyweight. I believe that it'll be two faces this year, and I believe that CM Punk is going to be the one face. I believe Sheamus will be the other face. I believe that CM Punk wins this because this will give him more momentum by saying he's the best in the world and then showing everyone I am the best in the world. Jericho then will claim that he was robbed, that he was cheated, and then they'll have another match at Extreme Rules where Jericho will probably take that match.
Yes.
And then they'll have a third match at the next pay-per-view, which I believe is Over the Limit. Stupid name for pay-per-view. And Jericho will probably lose that match then. You know?
Yeah, because they're going to do an arm wrestling match in that one, actually.
And then Doug believes that Jericho is going to win this one. He says this is going to be the best match of the night. A surprise visit from one of Punk's family catches him off guard, and then Jericho will roll him up and use the rope for leverage. Note, he would rather see a straight-up match with handshake at end, but feud too good not to continue. So he believes that the feud is going to continue. I agree it's going to continue.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe that Jericho will win.
No. So let's go into the match of the night. The Rock versus John Cena. This has been going on for over a year, actually.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be bored with it, but I'm actually digging it now. But they had a special, you know, already about, you know, both guys. It was very intriguing for both of them. But the thing is, they played it more in John Cena's favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the build-up, I think, has been pretty decent. I like the fact that CM Punk came out and said something that, so a guy can just come in. He can just come in and he gets main event WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, and I, you know, I like the fact that he brought that up. But it turns out Rock just hates John Cena. He hates him.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem is, I look at what John's, I mean, it makes Rock almost heelish because they talked about all the stuff Cena does. Like he, you know, does all the charity work that he doesn't have to do, but he does. That's kind of a big deal, dude. So it's almost like they're turning Rock to a heelish, because when I watched it, I was more John Cena and I didn't think I would be, but you know, when the way that special was put out. Yeah. And that's on every, by the way, if you want to catch it, you can go to Style, CNBC, you know, it's on one of the NBC affiliates right now. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on this so far, Aaron?
You know, I will say this much. I think that they have done a pretty good job building this up. I think that this is going to be a pretty big deal when they finally get in the ring. I actually think that I'm going to get a little bit of goosebumps. Like, I'm going to be kind of excited to see them finally get in a wrestling match. And this is something that I believe that people are going to buy the pay-per-view for. If this was not on the pay-per-view, I believe that a lot of people would not have bought it.
Correct. Yeah.
I really believe that. And that, you know, a lot of people would have been like, I guess Triple H, Taker, you know, and then you have like, you know, Chris Jericho and, you know, this guy CM Punk. And, you know, I mean, maybe they'd be looking at that stuff. But Rock Cena, I mean, that sells. That's going to add an extra 200,000 buys, I believe.
Because of The Rock.
Because of The Rock. Well, The Rock taking on John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it is. If it was Rock taking on Punk, you know, maybe like 50,000. Not to say that Punk isn't important, but Cena and Rock both transcend wrestling. So, Andy, I got to ask the question, who do you believe is going to win this match?
John Cena. Here's why. The Rock has been training with, an awesome guy. Everyone knows him. He is, who is it, Aaron?
Is it Hulk Hogan?
No. He's been training with, now he just lost to Rose Clay. I'm going to hit myself in the face now.
Kurt Hawkins.
Thank you. We were just joking about it earlier. So Kurt Hawkins has been training with The Rock. And Kurt Hawkins has been facing Rose Clay. Therefore, because I want to call him Trent Beretta now, because I think that's who Rose Clay is going to face. So Kurt Hawkins, in facto, is going to be forcing The Rock to lose. That's what I think is going to happen.
Interesting.
No, but all seriousness, I think that John Cena will prevail because you got to let The Rock go at some point. Mm-hmm. John Cena is the face of the WWE. No matter what anyone says, no matter what Vince says or what, you know, Triple H says, if John Cena was to leave the WWE right now, people would stop watching the show. And and that's one thing that they will need to learn eventually, that John Cena is the WWE. Like Hulk Hogan was the WWE. Like DX was the WWE. It's John Cena now. That's the thing. No matter what, because you have the kids popping for him and you have the adults hating. Guess what? When Hogan was around, no one liked Hogan except us kids.
Yes.
And when kids, I'm saying that I'm 32.
You know, although I will say this much, if Hogan was around now, he would be hated just like John Cena. Back then, you know, they you could edit that stuff because, you know, when they had the shows on, you can edit, you know, if somebody was booing him, let's say, and you also didn't have internet wrestling fans around at that time. So, you know, I definitely understand what you're saying. I disagree with you.
Okay.
I believe The Rock is going to win.
Why?
And here is why. If you would ask me this, you know, last year, I'm telling you right now, I would have said John Cena. Duh. Why would you have – it'd be like having Hogan beat The Rock at WrestleMania 18. Like, why would you do that? The Rock is the man, and Hogan is – you know, he's older. There's no need for Hogan to win other than his ego. That's pointless to do. Here's why I believe The Rock is going to win at WrestleMania. if they are going to do this best of three series like they are suggesting, what will happen is The Rock will get the best of him. And then John Cena is going to challenge him for another match at maybe the next pay-per-view, maybe at SummerSlam. And then what's going to happen is Cena's going to win that one. And then they're going to say, fine, you know what? We need to have a deciding match. WrestleMania 29, Rock versus Cena, one last time. One final time. And then that's going to be the next seller, because they're probably going to take a look at the buy rates and it's probably going to be pretty good. So what's going to happen is Cena will win that match. So Cena will win the last two. Rock is going to win the first one, though. Mm-hmm. Because having The Rock win this, it will hurt Cena. But it will stun everybody, because everybody's thinking that John Cena is going to win, including Doug, who he believes that Cena is going to win this one. I believe that The Rock has a very good shot at winning.
All right. Okay. You know, I see your point, but I just got to go with my gut feeling, dude. I think that I really believe that Cena's going to win, and then The Rock's going to come back right before SummerSlam and say, I want a rematch. And then The Rock will win.
Mm.
That's what I think is going to happen. So, and that's because they're doing the best of three, which I think is stupid, but I'd love to have a sign that says who booked this crap.
And the other thing too is taking a look at some online polls, Cena is favored right now 70-30. So there's Cena, everyone is predicting is going to win. That's why I think that he may lose, because I believe that something's going to happen where people are going to say, oh, you know, like let's throw a monkey wrench into this.
Sorry, I just saw something that Doug wrote. So, but yeah. So anyways, we need to thank our sponsor before we do anything else. And that's HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code WrestleMania, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. So, expectations for this year's WrestleMania. Doug, what did he say, Aaron?
Well, Doug believes that this is a better buildup than the previous few WrestleManias, which I agree with. The last two have been pretty – last year's in particular was god-awful. He actually is excited about the Jericho and Punk match. He really wishes that there's a Money in the Bank match, which I also agree with. Overall, he believes that this can be like a 7 out of 10. That's his expectations. It could be higher, but the women's match is going to suck, and it's going to be pointless ever since it went to a PG.
That is correct. My expectations, I think it's going to be a decent pay-per-view. I don't think it's going to be as good as Money in the Bank last year, because that still is one of the pay-per-views that day, like the days building up to it, there was so much tension, and I was like, what's going to happen? And every match was good. Like, every match they put out was good, no matter what anyone says. That was the pay-per-view of the year, Money in the Bank last year.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, with WrestleMania, I don't care about Traeger. I don't care about The Undertaker. I just don't. I could care less what he does. He's gone more of a family approach, doing his stuff in his personal life. I don't want to see him back. I want him to stay retired. Nothing against him. Personally, he seems happy. Some of the pictures that have come out of him. I think that some guys need to hang out the boots, at some point. It's unfair for this guy to come wrestle once a year and get a huge paycheck. He may think that he's a draw, but no one's going to care about WrestleMania with Taker going 20-0, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's how you tell if Taker's going to win. Look and see how many fireworks they're adding. Because if there's a lot of fireworks all of a sudden, you know that they're going to have a celebration. Or if they have a thing that looks like 20-0, you know who's going to win.
Yeah.
So what are your expectations, dude?
I agree with Doug. I am more excited about this than I was last year's. Last year's, I just really felt it was so lackluster. There was no build up, and the whole thing with Edge retiring like a couple weeks afterwards. If anything else, if they would have put that in there saying that this is going to be Edge's last match, that would have been that. I think would have made that a little more special.
Completely different pay per view then.
I think that. Well, I wouldn't say completely. I think it would have made it more special though. I also believe that having Taker, Triple H, I think that match was decent. I think that The Miz, you know, they didn't build him up nearly as well. He was facing Jerry Lawler at Elimination Chamber, okay? That was ridiculous. You do not have your WWE champion facing against a commentator who is 60 years old. You're saying that you're no better than a 60-year-old? Really? There's a reason why Ric Flair lost almost all his matches in TNA. It's because he's old and he's putting the other people over. And those were like pay-per-view type matches. That's that annoys me. Anyway, I am actually hoping that they book this properly, though, too. On last week's episode of Off the Mark, we talked about the list, you know, the match order. And I had said that I believe that if you have Punk Jericho open the show, that it will actually hurt the WWE title. Because it's not the thing is, and I said this just like about Royal Rumble, if you're going to have it be a 30-man Royal Rumble from 2 until 20, and then you just decide to go to 40 randomly and then go back to 30, there's no need to do that. There's absolutely no need to do that. So I think that's something that if you do this, you're setting a dangerous precedent, and then you're kind of saying that that title isn't worthwhile. But I think that match is going to be amazing. I think that Triple H Taker will actually be a pretty decent match. And I think that's going to set up a pretty good storyline. I think Rock Cena is going to be a good match. I believe Daniel Bryan Sheamus is going to be a good match. So the thing is there, I'm saying that there are more good matches on this, that just those four right there, than were on all of last year's WrestleMania. So I have high hopes for this. I know I'm going on a little bit of a rant here, so I will stop there. I am looking forward to this, and I cannot wait to do the post-show special of the WrestleMania 28 after show.
And we might have a couple special guests for that one. I'm just waiting for confirmation, so we'll see about that, okay? So that's all the time. Oh, by the way, also, before we end this show, make sure you follow us Off the Mark 86. We are going to be tweeting live the entire time during the pay-per-view, both myself and Aaron are. AHughes86. AP Hughes, and of course, AuthorMark86. Make sure you follow us, and we are going to be live tweeting the entire time during the show and throwing out some funny comments as well. So, anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you after WrestleMania.